ExxonMobil started leasing state land at Point Thompson in 1965. By the late 70s, they knew the area had tons of oil and gas, but they never produced any of it because it didn't make sense economically. The reservoir is more challenging to tap because it's under such high pressure. The companies went back and forth with the state for decades, coming to different agreements over when the area would be developed. Finally, in 2005, the state had enough. They started legal proceedings to take the leases away. And 7 years later,
the settlement with Exxon and others was announced last spring.
That's Joe Balash, the acting commissioner of Alaska's Department of Natural Resources. In the March 2012 agreement, Exxon committed to developing Point Thompson.
There were a few skeptics who thought we somehow got snookered and that nothing was ever going to happen. Well, the progress that's been made in the past 15 months is something that I think we are quite proud of here at DNR.
The progress includes a massive gravel pad built on top of the spongy tundra, right next to the coast of the Arctic Ocean. The two small wells that were drilled in 2010 are now dwarfed by the expanses of buildings for living and working, and giant fuel tanks to run the operation. A new road runs inland for 6 miles to the airstrip. They built it further from the coast, so they wouldn't have as many problems with fog. Christina Nordstrom is Exxon's technical manager for the project. She says, since the summer of 2012, Exxon has employed 1,200 people to build the new infrastructure.
And our camp went fully operational, kind of early August timeframe. They started serving meals, move people in. There's a gym, which you really need if you go there because the food is good.
The 500 workers who will live at the camp this winter will start installing the 22-mile-long pipeline that will carry a hydrocarbon fluid called condensate to the Badami oil field. Condensate isn't oil. It's used for making things like jet fuel and plastics. From there, it will go to the Trans-Alaska pipeline. According to the settlement with the state, Exxon has to start producing something by the winter's end of 2016, or they will lose rights to drill on some of the land. Nordstrom says initial production will be 10,000 barrels of condensate per day.
But this pipeline is sized to take up to 70,000 barrels per day, so it has been pre-designed for possible expansion.
The production wells will be on a western pad about 5 miles from the main camp. The company is required to drill there as part of the settlement. They'll use directional drilling to access most of the resource, which is actually offshore. At the main camp, a plant will separate the liquid condensate from the natural gas that makes up the vast majority of the reservoir.
And then the gas itself will come out of the separator, and it goes through a compression system, basically big compressors that will inject it back through two wells back into the reservoir so that it's preserved for future development.
That future development will have to wait until a natural gas pipeline is built. At this point, there's no way to transport the gas off the North Slope. Larry Persley is the Federal Gas Line Pipeline Coordinator. He says to justify the proposed pipeline, they need the 8 trillion cubic feet of gas from Point Thompson.
It's encouraging to see that they're going ahead spending billions on Point Thompson, because to me that's an indication they see a gas line in the future.
Exxon and its partners have until 2019 to come up with a plan for the gas. If it's not sent down a pipeline, it could be used to increase reservoir pressure in Prudhoe Bay and help producers pump more oil. Exxon declined to comment on any future plans for major gas sales. So despite the promises, DNR's Balash says he still has some reservations.
And so far, they're making progress, but until they actually start moving some hydrocarbons from Point Thompson over to TAPS, we're going to withhold some judgment.
ExxonMobil is running operations at Point Thompson, but they only own 62% of the oil and gas. BP owns 32%, and ConocoPhillips has 5%. For APRN, I'm Ann Hillman.